Hello, my name is Brandon, and I'm with my daughter, Jaylee, today.
Hi.
This is the Big Questions, Little Answers podcast. And today's big question is something that I've personally wondered, or I had wondered when I was a little boy for the longest time, especially after science class in school. Mm-hmm. And this question is, were there dinosaurs in the Bible? Were there dinosaurs in the Bible? And then as a follow-up, we'll kind of also consider whether or not they were with Adam and Eve as well. So yes. With that, Jaylee, what do you think? Is this something that you've wondered as well?
Yes, I have wondered this before when I was a little kid.
Same. When I was a little boy, I loved the dinosaurs. They're my favorite toys ever.
Yeah. I definitely think that they were with Adam and Eve, and I definitely think God mentioned them.
So you think that the Bible talks about dinosaurs?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I've read about it.
Yeah?
They didn't say the word dinosaur, but...
But why do you think this question could be something that people would ask? Like, why is it so confusing to know whether or not there were dinosaurs in the Bible and whether or not they were dinosaurs with Adam and Eve? Any ideas?
I don't know.
Like, what do science classes normally tell us?
That they were alive 2 million years ago.
Like millions of years ago, yeah. And they have been extinct for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard it said that when the dinosaurs walked the earth, there were no such things as humans yet.
Yeah.
Have you heard that too?
Yes.
And then what else did I hear? That they died because of, there's so many theories. Theories are just reasons that they believe could have happened, but nothing for sure. And one of them was, like, for example, the meteorite, right? That hit the earth and it killed all the dinosaurs. I personally have a problem with that one because if a meteorite hit the earth and it killed all the dinosaurs, why do we still have the other animals?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that one doesn't really quite work for me. The other thing is fossils.
Fossils, yes.
We have lots of fossils, and we know that fossils don't just happen right away.
But they were most likely not called dinosaurs, though.
Back in the day, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we'll get into that here in a second. I'm just thinking about dinosaurs and the things that I used to believe and the things that I read and was taught in school. But a lot of things just didn't make sense. Most specifically that they were prehistoric animals, meaning that they existed way before humanity and history starts with humanity. So we'll see what the Bible actually says about this. I think this is all in all a very good question because one thing that we should note is that the Bible does tell us a lot, but it doesn't tell us everything. It does, however, tells us everything that God wants us to know. And we've known that. We've talked about that before here as well. But the first book of the Bible, if we consider God's creation, there's a...
Genesis.
Yeah, the first book is Genesis, where it talks about how God created everything. God created livestock, which is tame animals, wild animals, and created all of the creatures that move along the ground, so like reptiles as well. And that's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. And so I think that it is definitely possible that the dinosaurs were created then. In fact, I believe that personally.
Yes.
There's no reason, I don't think, to believe otherwise. And I think that there were a lot of animals that were created back in that time, too, that are just no longer in existence with us anymore. God did create a series of animals that don't exist anymore. They've gone extinct. And so I think that the dinosaurs are some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like can you think of any extinct animals?
There is, I think it was like a lizard or something.
Well, if you think of the movie Ice Age, most of those characters are extinct animals.
The mammoth.
That's right. The woolly mammoth used to walk the earth. They're now extinct. And what's interesting is that they're finding them a lot right now as the polar caps are beginning to melt. They're finding a lot of mammoth.
Really?
Frozen mammoth. Yeah. I'll show you some pictures about that in a bit later.
Yeah.
But what else?
The
saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, yeah. And that ginormous sloth.
The giant sloth.
Nobody cares about shit, the sloth.
That's right. They've all gone extinct. The dodo bird. The last melon birds, remember that? That last melon.
Yeah.
All those have gone extinct. And so I personally believe that the dinosaurs did walk the earth, and they are just a species that has gone extinct with time.
Yes.
And so here's what's interesting, though, to your point. You said that the Bible does talk about dinosaurs.
Yes.
But you also said that they didn't call them dinosaurs.
No.
What do you think they had called them?
They just described them, didn't they?
That's right. So there's this creature that the Bible describes that sounds a lot like a dinosaur.
Yes.
Let's go to that passage. In fact, one of the earliest times in biblical history is the time of Job. And we've probably heard the story of Job. Definitely an interesting book of the Bible. And it essentially tells us about a man who lived after the flood. And so this is after...
Yeah.
You know, the Noah and the ark and all that flood. And God spoke to Job. And while he's speaking to Job and while he's helping him just understand the way that God works and how big his mighty power is, he describes an animal. And it's quite intriguing, meaning it's fascinating. It catches my attention. What is this animal like? So, Jaylee, will you read that for us?
Yes.
The animal that...
After I read this, can I ask you a follow-up question?
Absolutely. That's what we're doing. We're just talking and learning and asking questions.
Okay. Job 40, 15 through 18, and 23 through 24.
Yeah.
Behold, behemoth, which I made as I made you.
So it's more like, behold, behemoth, which I made as I made you.
He eats grass like an ox. Behold his strength in his loins, and his power in the muscles of his belly. He makes his tail stiff like a cedar, and sinews of his thighs and knit together.
Yeah.
His bones are tubes of bronze. His limbs are like bars of iron.
Yeah, and now verse 23.
Behold, if the river is turbulent, he is not frightened. He is confident through Jordan rushes against his mouth. Yeah. Can one take him by his eyes or pierce his nose with a snare?
Okay, perfect. Here's our perfect example of this very interesting creature. God's talking to Job, and he's telling him, Job, what about the behemoth? So yeah. that's what they called this particular animal at the time.
Behemoth.
You know, it sounds big, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He says, which I made as I made you, which means God created this animal. And he describes it to eat grass like an ox. We know that a lot of dinosaurs ate grass and they were big, like, I guess it's described here like oxen. And then he says in verse 16, behold his strength in his loins, in his power and the muscles of his belly. In other words, this is a pretty strong animal, correct?
Correct.
And then look at 17. He makes his tail stiff like a cedar. So a cedar is a tree.
Yes.
So think of a tree trunk, and he says that his tail is kind of like a tree trunk. So you imagine, like, if you imagine a dinosaur, that's pretty much like those, especially the long-necked dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like the apatosaurs, brontosaurs, all those are, I forget the technical name for them. It's like archaeopods, arthropods, or something like that. I could be wrong about that. Don't quote me on that. I have to look that up. But they have long tails. And if you were to describe them, they would be a lot like tree trunks. And this is exactly what God's describing here. And he says, I made them, and his bones are like tubes of bronze. His limbs are like bars of iron. In other words, this is not your ordinary animal. This is a pretty strong and pretty big animal. And I say big because in verse 23, it says, behold, if the river is turbulent, that means if the river is crazy strong and it's rushing with a lot of water, it says that this animal is not frightened. If you're pretty big and strong.
Like the good dinosaur, his dad's like, get out of here, I'm here.
Yeah, those animals can walk through rivers. They're not going to be like washed away like a little person or a little animal would be. And says they're not frightened. He is confident, though the Jordan rushes against his mouth. And what I see here is this is a pretty big animal. And then the last verse, verse 24, God asks, can one take him by his eyes or pierce his nose with a snare? In other words, can anyone domesticate this kind of animal? Now, if we think of the Flintstones, do you remember the Flintstones?
No.
Okay, you are way too young for like Fred Flintstone and Wilma Flintstone. But when I was a kid your age, the Flintstones were popular, and they were pretty much a family who lived with dinosaurs, and they used dinosaurs to kind of help them do things. They would tame dinosaurs. They would domesticate them. They would make them pets like the dogs, like we make dogs our pets. What God's saying is, you can't do that with this guy. He's too big. There's no way you're going to domesticate this animal. And so I think, and I'm personally convinced, that the Bible is describing a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Now, if we look at like history, not everyone talked about dinosaurs because dinosaur is actually a fairly new word. Did you know that?
Yes. It's like 180 years old.
Is it?
I don't know.
If you're right about that, I'll be very impressed. You probably learned that in one of your apologetics books or something like that.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, but before that, like ancient civilizations would describe dragons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Large lizards, in other words, behemoths like we see here in the Bible. And so there were descriptions of really large animals, but what do you think? Do you think that the Bible is talking about dinosaurs here?
Yes, definitely.
And then do you think that they were there with Adam and Eve?
Yes.
Why?
Huh?
Why do you think that?
Well, just like he says he made the creatures that roam the earth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They are creatures and they did roam the earth.
Yeah. God created all of the animals on that day.
Yeah.
You know?
And then not even far after, not even like a week after, the human was made.
Yeah. It was just, I think it was the same day, actually.
It was?
Yeah. Was like they the were created after? On the sixth day together with Adam and Eve.
Oh.
So I think that, yes, Adam and Eve did see dinosaurs. Now, I don't think that they were afraid of dinosaurs, though, because I don't know.
Dinosaurs were nice.
They were. They were all vegetarians. They're all mm-hmm. herbivores.
Oh, that kind of brings up my follow-up question.
What is your follow-up question?
Were dinosaurs nice? Were some dinosaurs nice, I mean?
Well, here's the thing. Like, when Adam and Eve were in the garden?
No. Just like, general? Were some dinosaurs nice when they were alive?
Well, some of them were carnivores. So just like a wolf, a tiger, a lion, would you consider them to be nice animals?
No.
Why not?
Because they hunt for food. They hunt. But were some animals nice? Like, were they good animals?
I think that animals are not necessarily mean. They're just hungry. And so they're willing to hunt and kill for the purpose of eating.
Just imagine looking out your window and seeing a dinosaur just chasing people around.
I don't think that was the case, especially with Adam and Eve. Maybe later. Maybe after the fact. Maybe that's why they all died. Because people killed them off. Like a lot of animals that are extinct today.
Yeah.
But when Adam and Eve walked the garden, no animal ate meat, so there was no death. Here's the other reason why I don't think that dinosaurs lived before the fall, before Adam and Eve sinned, because the Bible tells us that death did not exist until sin entered the world.
Right.
Do you have a follow-up?
I just wanted to say, I remember another animal that was extinct.
Which one?
The megalodon.
Oh, the shark.
Yeah, the one that's like as big as six school buses tucked together.
Or is it? Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's possible that that they're not extinct because like a lot of the ocean hasn't been searched yet.
Mm.
So.
Now we're getting into conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
All
from
right.
Dinosaurs
so,
to megalodons.
Hey, let me ask the question one more time because I think we have a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
Were there dinosaurs in the Bible?
Our little answer today is the Bible mentions giant animals that might have been dinosaurs.
Yeah, and then just a quick follow-up for you. Were they with Adam and Eve?
Yes.
I think so, too. Well, with that, thank you so much for joining us in today's episode of Big Questions, Little Answers. If you have a question of your own, please send it to us. Our email address, will you share that with us, please, Jaylee?
BigQuestion@wayfamily.church.
That's right. And so with that, have a nice day. God bless you guys.
Bye.